Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October the 12th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 8.5 cents, closing at 337. November beans down 8.75 cents, closing at 945.5. And December wheat was down 10.5 cents at 396.75. Tough day in the grains. The reports came out. The bean yield was up 0.8 of a bushel. Production is put at 4269, which is 61 million bushels above last month. But the carryout wasn't as big as they thought. 395, they were looking for 415. It's still 30 million above last month, but not as big as some had guessed it might be out here. The initial reaction where beans rallied 18 cents in the next 20 minutes, and then they spent the rest of the day giving it all back. Plus, we broke 28 cents off the highs. Frankly, I'm surprised we had that initial rally. The world-ending stocks in beans were raised over 4 million metric tons. I believe these numbers are going to get even bigger as we move on through the year, through harvest here. So, you know, I have no idea why we rallied first. The corn came in at a yield of 173.4. That's down a full bushel from last month. Production is 15,057,000,000, slightly above the average guess, but below last month by about 36 million bushels. Again, the ending stocks are big, reduced a little bit from last month, down about 2.7 million metric tons. I thought it was enough that maybe we'd see the corn rally. The first tick out of the box was like a penny higher, and then we immediately broke 12 cents off the highs. So I really thought if we had anything just a little bit friendly out here, that the funds would cover. They certainly didn't do that and probably added significantly to their short positions out here. The wheat followed the corn. We had the initial spike up and then broke it down to close on its lows. We broke at 18 cents off the highs. The wheat carryout for the world was lowered by almost 2 million metric tons, but it didn't make a whole lot of difference. The carryout in the wheat now was just a little bit, 38 million bushels higher than last month, but a little bit under the average guess. So I'm not quite sure why they broke the wheat as hard as they did, particularly with the funds short in here. You know, one of these days there's going to be a reckoning in this corn and wheat market with these funds, but I guess today isn't the day. The beans, if we close under 942, I believe it's going to project us down to somewhere to be 890, 880, somewhere in that range. Funds are still long 45,000 contracts of beans. They're long 90,000 contracts of oil. That could be significant just in itself out here. They're still long maybe 5 or 10,000 contracts of meal. That's not a big deal. At some point, you'll be able to buy meal and sell oil. If you might be able to do that sooner than later. But a disappointing result to these numbers out here. We're going to be getting into the real brunt of harvest over the next week or two. Hard to imagine that prices will be able to rally now, unless for whatever reason the funds want to cover corn and wheat. This market's going to move lower, in my opinion. Again, with the low number of reporting farmers out here, I believe the guys aren't telling us their biggest yields, and I think it's going to get bigger before it does anything else over the next month or two. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.